In most ways, pregnancy is not as risky as it used to be. Women are far less likely than they once were to die of medical problems such as hemorrhage or infection. But some researchers have begun asking whether pregnant women might be vulnerable to other risks, especially violence. A study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association offers strong evidence that they are. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Even though very few women die during pregnancy or shortly thereafter, a team from Maryland's health department wanted to know more about the small number who do. So they combed through death certificates, birth records, and medical examiner's files from 1993 to 1998. The search identified 247 women in the state who died while pregnant or in the year following a pregnancy. Isabel Horan is the lead author of the study. She says researchers then began looking for the cause of death.
We weren't sure what we were going to find, but we certainly were surprised to find that homicide was the leading cause of death.
Horan says homicide killed more of these women than heart problems, blood clots, accidents, or infections. That was shocking, but it didn't tell the researchers whether pregnancy itself increased the risk of being killed. To answer that question, Horan's team compared deaths among women who'd been pregnant with deaths among other women.
20% of the deaths among the pregnant or recently pregnant group resulted from homicide. We then looked at women who had not been pregnant during the same period and found that only 6% of deaths among that group resulted from homicide.
Even after accounting for differences in age and race, the women who'd been pregnant were twice as likely to be victims of homicide. Victoria Fry is with the Center for Health and Gender Equity in Tacoma Park, Maryland. She says the study carries an important message for doctors and public health officials and raises some compelling questions.
What that tells us is that pregnancy and post-pregnancy might represent a particularly vulnerable point in time for women to be killed. And so what we want to know is, why would that be? Why is it that that would be a moment of particular vulnerability for women?
This study didn't try to answer that question, but researchers did find that at least some of the deaths were related to domestic violence. And Fry says previous studies hint at why pregnancy could increase the risk that an abusive partner could become a murderer.
The pregnancy might represent an additional threat to a batterer's control over a woman. Women may be more likely to seek shelter during this period in order to protect themselves and their potential future child, and batterers may know that.
Fry says doctors who provide prenatal care need to look for signs of domestic violence. They also should be prepared to refer patients to services that protect battered women. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends screening for all women, but a recent survey found that fewer than 1 in 5 of its members do so regularly. Dr. Thomas Benedetti is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Washington. He says doctors need to do better.
We need to be questioning, both in written and in verbal form, women that present for care, and certainly during pregnancy, about their situation in terms of their safety in their home and other situations.
But Isabel Horan says many of the women in her study didn't get prenatal care, making a doctor's intervention unlikely. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.